On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Chancellor says Theresa May's Brexit withdrawal plan is a compromise that will limit damage to growth. Philip Hammond has been outlining the economic impact of the deal. He also says leaving without a new agreement would put the UK at a big disadvantage.
If we did leave the European Union without a deal, we would actually be the only advanced economy in the world trading with the European Union on pure WTO terms, with no facilitation agreements whatsoever.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister says MPs will still vote on the agreement on Tuesday as planned. Meantime, Business Secretary and Kent MP Greg Clark says extra customs checks at the border in the event of a no-deal Brexit would have a big impact on UK industries. The Tunbridge Wells rep also said it would be crazy to leave the EU without a trade deal with Britain's industry so strong.
We are one of the most successful countries in the world in the industries that are expanding in the future. Automotive, aerospace, life sciences, satellites. These are the areas that are growing. We have a fantastic reputation.
Debates are continuing in Parliament this afternoon.
KMFM News.
O2 saying sorry as its mobile customers have struggled to get online using their data. The network's blamed a software problem at one of its suppliers and suggested using Wi-Fi where possible. People on Sky, Tesco, Lyca Mobile and Giffgaff are also hit by the fault because they use O2 services. Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner is welcoming news. The government's going to draw up legislation to transform mental health care following a major report.
It's absolutely vital that people get the right care from the right person at the right time and also the right place.
Matthew Scott contributed to the review, which has found current laws can be damaging and traumatic for the most vulnerable people. He says they shouldn't be put in cells or police vans and treated like criminals.
I believe that we can start to make sure that police isn't picking up the pieces on behalf of other agencies, that people are getting the support they need at a time of crisis.
The Prime Minister commissioned the review last year, saying patients need the same access to treatment as those with physical conditions.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The captain of a tugboat which sank in the River Thames 7 years ago, killing an engineer from Gravesend, has appeared in court. 40-year-old Darren Lacey died when it capsized near Greenwich Pier in 2011 after crashing into a crane. The Port of London Authority is also facing charges, along with a company which owned the crane barge. They're all due in court again next Tuesday. A man's been charged with burglary after a woman in her 80s had cash stolen from her home in Maidstone by a man claiming he was there to fix a leak. The 49-year-old is accused of targeting a property on Fant Lane in September. He's been remanded in custody and is due at Crown Court at a later date. 2 years after a Medway teenager disappeared during a night out, a campaign started to make sure we all stay safe if we're out drinking near water this Christmas. 18-year-old Ben Savage drowned after ending up in the River Medway near Chatham. Firefighters say they carry out about 37 water rescues a year, most involving people who are drunk. This weekend, volunteers will also start patrols of the river.
KMFM News.
Plans to extend a science building at a school in Gravesend have been approved, despite concerns being raised about solar panels not being included. A councillor said it was disappointing the proposal for a building at Mayfield Grammar School weren't more sustainable. A Rochester girl who suffered from a brain tumour has told KMFM she wishes she could help find a cure this Christmas. Poppy Eden had been suffering from severe headaches and was finally diagnosed when she was 10 after more than 20 visits to the doctor. She had surgery to remove the tumour, is now 12 and wants to raise £5,000 for research.
It's really important because more and more children and people under 40 are getting brain tumours and being badly affected by them. So to find a cure would be amazing, and I really want to impact finding the cure.
Poppy's already raised just under £2,000 earlier this year for the charity Brain Tumour Research. And The Range has announced it's going to open a new store in Kent. Bosses want to build the homeware store on land next to John Lewis in Ashford at the so-called Drovers Retail Park. It's after plans for a huge Bunnings DIY shop there were abandoned.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Liverpool are back within 2 points of Premier League leaders Manchester City. Jurgen Klopp's side came from behind to beat struggling Burnley 3-1 last night. Elsewhere, there were wins for Tottenham and Wolves, while the three other games ended in draws. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.